This is Dave Gloetz. I'm here with Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader. Ready for a summer grilling, Ben?
Let's rock. Let's roll.
Today we're talking about Ben's column titled Mr. Big Spender that appeared in the Reader on August 6th, 2009, and it's got a nice splash on the front cover. Look at that.
Oh, that is a nice illustration. Mm-hmm.
And this article is a description of how the city of Chicago spent the money accumulated by its Central Loop Tax Increment Financing District. You know, I'm glad to see that you did an explanation again for the readers about how tax increment financing works and why it's essentially a tax, because if you hadn't, we would have had to go over it.
Yeah, for the 20,000th time.
Well, you know, we always like accommodating the new listener.
That's true. And even though I pledged at least twice to you on this very show that I wasn't going to do another explanation, I realize that somebody could be coming to this for the first time, so I owe it to them.
And it evolves, too.
Yes, I get better at it with time.
Yeah, yeah.
Much like a third baseman fielding grounders.
Yeah. Toward the end of the article, you ask the question, was the Central Loop Tax Increment Financing District worth establishing? I have a slightly different question. Given the condition of the loop in the 1980s, was the creation of the district wise and justifiable for Mayor Harold Washington?
Wow. Yes. That's an interesting question. I hadn't even thought about it in that dimension, but it's inspiring great thoughts. As I sit here, the world was much different in many, many ways in 1984 than it is in 2008 or 2009. And one of the many profound differences is that Harold Washington was a black man. He was the mayor, and he was coming into office with all these scapegoat, stereotyping, biased, bigoted attitudes that a black man cannot run the city of Chicago and that everything will fall apart. The joke I think Mike Royko made that the Sears Tower will jump into the lake. That was the least of it. And similarly as to how he had to bend over backwards to keep the White Sox from leaving Chicago, because Lord only knows the fallback on that, he had to make some kind of dramatic move to fortify the loop. So for both the economic development issues of strengthening the loop and for the political issues of showing that he was in control of the city and that he could lead the city as well as any other mayor, he had to make some sort of dramatic stand. So yes, I think that it made sense back in 1984. And I always make the point when discussing the TIF that there was a distinct style that Harold Washington had in regards to the Central Loop TIF that is far different from what has evolved with Mayor Daley. Harold Washington, as I explained in the article, had very rigid limitations for how long the TIF would exist and what its goals were. And his essential promise that he made to the citizens of Chicago was that as soon as the TIF had achieved its goals, they would end the TIF so that it would start replenishing the tax coffers of the schools, the parks, etc. That, of course, is complete opposite of what Mayor Daley did with this particular TIF and what he does with all TIFs. He uses them as an existing form of money that he controls exclusively, or pretty much exclusively, and that's off budget. So Daley uses it as a source of power, power of the purse. And at least in this first instance, Harold Washington used it strictly for what it was supposed to be, and that is a tool for economic development.
Rest in peace, Harold Washington.
Yes, sir.
You also talked about how the city council expanded the Central Loop TIF district, how it expanded its boundaries. Can the city council change a TIF district's boundaries at will?
Yeah, they did that with, I wrote it last year, with the TIF on the Near West Side, as was now altered so that it would fund the construction of Rush Hospital. That TIF was created for like parks and schools on the Near West Side. And all of a sudden, sort of in the middle of it all, they expanded its boundaries so that it would include Rush, so that the lion's share of the money would go to help Rush complete its hospital.
I do
campus.
Remember that article. Yeah.
Brilliant move.
You also identified the payouts from the Central Loop TIF revenues to corporate headquarters refurbishings or relocations, and among them was a payout to United Airlines for $5.7 million. And recently, the Tribune reported, I think it was yesterday, that United Airlines is moving its operations center from Elk Grove Village to the Willis Tower, formerly the Sears Tower, this year. And city spokesmen were saying, as quoted, well, we're not sure what incentives are being provided, but this appears that it might be part of the incentive package. Do you think so?
Yeah, there was a subsequent article. I'm going to get around to writing about this. But just going by what I read in the newspapers, There was a subsequent article in Cranes and the Tribunal, and I think today's Sun-Times had it as well, that the city is going to pay out $25 million, I believe, to get United Airlines to go to the Willis Towers.
So that might have been a down payment.
Down payment.
Because it's 5.7 mil that they paid in 2008.
Oh, the 5.7 is a down payment. Yeah. Well, those are two separate deals. Now, whether they were cooking them up at the same time, I don't know. But getting them to move their corporate headquarters to Chicago, so it's just the upper crust, you know, comes downtown. That was the earlier deal with money paid out of the Central Loop TIF. And then the second deal would come out of something called the LaSalle Central TIF, which is an incredible boondoggle that the city passed in 2006 to its everlasting shame. The city council passed that. And so that money, the second project will come out of the LaSalle Central TIF.
Where is the headquarters?
77 Wacker.
Oh, okay.
It's in a building, it's one of my favorite buildings in the Loop. It was constructed on a city parking lot that, of course, because it was owned by the city, paid no property taxes. So once the owners started paying property taxes, all the money they paid, and it was a lot of money, well over $1 million a year, went to the Central Loop TIF. So it was literally putting the money in Mayor Daley's favorite bank account.
Well, I think we'll leave it there. Ben Jaroski, the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
This is Dave Gloetz. We've been speaking about the rest of the story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.